another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.
And a very warm welcome to none other than Jenny Baxter and, of course, you as we delve into the world of SA people around the world and see what's been going on. That's good news and makes us all very happy because, you know, we South Africans, we Sefers are lekker. So Jenny Baxter in Antibes, how are you?
Hey, I'm very well, Melanie Walker in Johannesburg. You forgot to say your name. Hey, Mel, I'm really well. It's really warm and we've been having a fantastic week. Watching the South Africans at the Paralympics, but except this isn't the Paralympics, but another sporty thing. You know how you say it's lekker right now?
Yeah.
It was really sweet. There was a South African, Greg Minnaar, who just won the cycling in Italy.
Yeah.
You know when they go down that really steep and the videos go viral because it's just so scary what they do.
Yeah.
He won and became world champion for the fourth year in his career.
Yeah.
And when he crossed the finishing line, it was so sweet. The commentators were going, oh, it's lekker, it's lekker. So they've become used to the South African winning.
Oh, yeah. Now, what is happening with the Paralympics? I mean, how many medals have we won so far? I mean, we always think, you know, everybody forgets that the Paralympics happens after the Olympics. Everybody's thinking, woohoo, it's Olympic time. Let's see how many medals we can get. And the Paralympians generally come back with a lot more.
Yeah, yeah. Already they have more. They have 5. So I think we're 35 in the world or something, but they have 5, 3 golds,
mm-hmm.
A world record, which was amazing, in Thando Mahlangu. Some beautiful photos of him achieving that. And we have a silver and a bronze early this morning. So that's just fantastic. They're doing really, really well. I think Peter Dupree said the most wonderful thing. You know, he won gold. When he was a child, 6 years old, he just dreamed of winning gold at the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And then as an adult, he had a cycling accident and broke his neck. So that's why he's now in the Paralympics and he won his gold. I mean, he was crying and he said afterwards, this gold shows that we can all make a difference to South Africa, one person at a time. As one and as all, we can make South Africa stand up as a great country. And I think
that's
that
lovely.
Really good.
Okay, so Peter Dupree, what he's then obviously, I mean, if he broke his neck, so he might be quadriplegic or paraplegic, although if you're quadriplegic, I don't know how he'd be able to do anything.
Is he tetraplegic
if something – yes. So what sport is he actually involved in?
Cycling.
Oh, okay.
And there's a – yeah, I mean, really, check out the website. There's a brilliant photo of him at the end, kind of lying on the ground in his with his equipment. Just really inspiring and awesome and grinning.
No, these people are, I mean, as I said before on one of our previous podcasts, that I have a friend who, I don't know how many gold medals Tyge Slattery got in swimming, but I'm following him on Facebook, and because he puts up pictures because he's also like the coach for the swimming team and that side of things. So it's just lovely. They're wonderful people. So who else has got what?
Well, Luzanne Coutier, she won silver. She was born blind. This is her first medal in 8 years. So, you know, she was so excited. It was over 30 degrees on the day that she competed. And, you know, the Team SA journalist, he said one of the things that he can see that's different between the Olympics and the Paralympics, because he's been there for both, is he said the laughter, the humor amongst the Paralympian athletes. It's just amazing. And he said, like, Luzanne, you know, on the one day, I don't know if I told you this already, when they were taking a photo of the whole team and the photographer said, okay, can everybody see me? And
she said, no.
No. And yeah, so.
They
have a good sense of humor and are very inspiring.
No, they are totally inspiring. I mean, I'm always amazed by that. Okay, so when we went on.
And can I also say, just a quick shout out to organizations like Jumping Kids,
mm-hmm.
who make prosthetic legs and provide prosthetic legs for so many people. Because, I don't know if anybody realizes, but you know, Tara, my daughter, just her foot costs £8,000. So, you know, just a foot is £8,000. This is a lot of money. And Jumping Kids, you know, sponsor some people. They just are awesome.
Fantastic.
And if anybody wants to support them, please do.
Excellent. Yes. Look after the people who have different abilities. I always like to prefer to say that because they do. They find a way of, a different way of doing things, which is fantastic. Mm. Okay, then now it's sitting there. You're warm. It's actually pretty warm in Johannesburg at the time of speaking, although it does get a bit chilly here and there. But there's been snow down in certain parts of the country this past week, which I've found like, you know, okay, we're used to it because we haven't quite hit the 11th of September yet. So there's possibility of it happening in Johannesburg. Uh-huh. But everybody's going, oh, it's spring day. It's spring day. And I'm like, actually, spring equinox is on, not me, I won't be a party pooper on the 22nd of September, I think, this year.
Party pooper.
So it's not actually spring, but you know what? For me, it's still around the corner.
Yeah. But you know what was amazing with this snow is that for many people, it was the first time in living memory that there was snow in the KwaZulu-Natal Midlands and certain parts like Hillcrest, whatever. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know if you saw the photos. Absolutely amazing. This photographer, Stuart Dodds, there was a couple getting married on Saturday in Nottingham Road.
Oh, Notties, yeah.
Yeah. And the bride was like really upset in the morning because it was miserable and it was drizzling and raining, you know. And when she walked into the church, it stopped raining and she thought, oh, God's given me a miracle, you know. And then while they were in the chapel, the snow fell. So when they walked out, It was just this white winter wonderland. And the photographer was really clever because normally he takes family photos then and he just grabbed the couple.
And said, let's go and do this. Yeah.
Yeah. So he had gum boots and he put them on the bride. And then there were people running behind, sort of putting blankets on her in between photos. Yeah.
Yeah,
so
I
really
know
Notties. Beautiful.
I know Notties really well. I know how cold it can get. Actually, we got caught in the snow there one year. I can't remember how it was definitely. In the last 18 years, because I know I had my children already by then, but I can't remember how old they were when this happened. And I mean, I still have some pictures somewhere of the amazing snow down in the Midlands itself. As some people would say, Nottingham Road and that kind of area is God's own country. And so he made it happen for them. Right. So there we had snow there.
From Cape Town, they could see the snow.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. The mountains.
Yeah. Hottentot Holland
Absolutely
mountains.
Absolutely mad.
Yeah. Beautiful. In fact,
and everybody goes mad. It's snowing.
I know.
Okay. I've seen lots of them though. Again, we did talk about, Arbor Day. Okay. Because of course the first week of September is always Arbor Week.
Yeah.
And we talked about, it used to be acacia. What was it called? Acacia. And now it's Vachellia. The sweet thorn, which is we still refer to as one of the acacias, because if you say one of the vachellias, people are not going to know what you're talking about. So the sweet thorn acacia, speckboom, of course, your Portulacaria afra, which is a wonderful carbon scrubber and wonderful to eat as well, by the way. If you have elephants though, nearby, don't plant it. They will trample all your other flowers. However, if you
That's
do
something
have elephants
you could
in your
only
area,
say in South Africa.
Yeah. If you do have elephants nearby and you've planted speckboom, go and plant lots of chilies because the elephants can't deal with the smell of chilies or anything to do with chilies. So you can plant chilies and speckboom all in the same place. How fantastic is that?
Good
Although
to
not
know.
In Johannesburg, obviously. And then the pepper bark tree is the third one. Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, somebody else brought it up because, you know, we're still going through Delta, COVID here. I mean, but I know that about an hour ago, I think it was, and we're talking now, of course, it's a spring day. Swartkops Medical Center, I think they just hit their milestone of 10,000 vaccinations. Which is fantastic.
Okay, and the latest statistic that I got is that it's now 9 million in South Africa who have been double vaccinated.
But now, of course, everybody's putting out this stuff, especially the anti-vaxxers, about, oh no, the reason there's new variants is because these things are mutating within the bodies of people who have been vaccinated. Whereas most of us think it's actually mutating in the bodies of the people who haven't been vaccinated.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, I mean, this is the new world division. Okay. Those who believe and those who don't. I'm not saying you have to have it. It's entirely up to you. Nobody's forcing you to. I just personally will. Don't try and talk me out of it or tell me I'm stupid because I'm doing it or that I'm getting a chip in my arm or anything. That's ridiculous. Anyway.
The doctors themselves are encouraging people, you know, since there's been this new variant as well.
Which new variant? Delta?
No.
Is Lambda coming already?
No. It's a brand new one. C12. Identified in South Africa. WHO has not yet recorded it, what, you know, officially, listed it, but it's bordering on variant of interest. You know, like all variants, it's a cluster of viruses, and it's still less than 5% of cases in South Africa. And another 100 cases worldwide.
Okay. So what news have you got for expats?
Well, some exciting news from Las Vegas, where the Cape Town Szymanski, it's a jeweler shop. They've actually got an outlet in New York as well. And it was Mr. Szymanski's first time at this world, jewelry design,
couture design awards. And jewelry and everything. Yeah.
Yes, Couture Design Show Awards, and he won the best in gold with this infinity ring that it's like not a normal ring, like it doesn't just go in a circle. Mm-hmm. It's beautifully designed.
Oh, you'll have to put a picture up if you haven't already.
I have. We have. So congrats to him and to the shop. Mm-hmm. And then also, I don't know if you saw Ladles of Love in Cape Town. It's an NPO. They broke a Guinness World Record. 6.7 kilometers of food cans in a line, you know, with Table Mountain in the background.
Yeah.
So stunning photos. But even more stunning is that the 90,450 cans will all be given to hungry people. And this is just a real cry out. You know, the expats helped a lot with this, with donations. And so we're just sort of asking the expats, please just Google Ladles of Love or look on sapeople.com. Support them, because hunger in South Africa right now is a very real
It still
issue.
Has been. I mean, I think most of us are all kind of, I have certain people that as often as I can, I go around and I give them apples, I give them food, make up these little soup packs for them, just so that they have something every single week. But what is our unemployment shot up to, like 34% now? How are people living in that 350 rand grant if they can get it? I mean, it's not really going to cover very much at all.
No. How does that cover a month? Well, Ladles of Love say that like 5 years ago, they started off doing 70 meals from their soup kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And then it increased over the years. But through the pandemic, it has just shot up. They now are doing 300,000 meals a week.
Well, during lockdown last year, working with Chefs with Compassion and Steve Maresh from the local grill, it was a whole group of us who got together, and farmers were giving us a whole bunch of stuff to work with. I mean, we were feeding, I don't know how many people, I can't remember how many people meals we were making every single day. It was actually crazy. But there were a few chefs and kitchens that were actually supplying food to the soup kitchen, like up in Rosebank and all over. So keep it up, people. You know, there's a lot of starving people out there, and just because you have a roof over your head doesn't mean that you should become complacent. Anyhow, so news from expats. We've already spoken about Greg Minnaar.
Yeah.
Who is Tuso Mbedu?
She's a South African actress from KwaZulu-Natal. She launched her career, I think, 2014 in a Showmax show. And now she is on Amazon Prime in this show called The Underground Railroad. It's one to watch. I watched an interview with her and Oprah Winfrey. Oprah said she has never seen an actress with such consistency.
Mm.
She has just won the Hollywood Critics Association's TV Breakout Star Award.
So wow, that's cool.
It's so cool. She is so amazing. So I started watching it last night, and it's really hard. It's really tough. It's about enslavement. I found it a little difficult with some of the co-stars' American accents from that era. So I needed the subtitles.
Mm-hmm.
But hers I could understand. And Oprah herself said, like, and she said, you know, you have to take a break after each episode for your own mental health because of what you're witnessing. And she's also coming up in The Woman King with Viola Davis and Lupita Nyong'o.
Oh, okay.
Those are two Oscar winners.
Yes.
So I think that Tuso Mbedu is somebody to watch. She might be our next, not our next Charlize Theron, but our next South African to get an Oscar.
Yeah. Okay.
Hopefully.
That would
hopefully,
be fantastic. It would be lovely. And she can join the exalted ranks of Halle Berry, or Hail Mary, as I like to call it, Hail Berry. Okay. So we got some good news here. The Dubai Expo 2020 survey saying South Africans are most optimistic about the future. Was that last year or this year?
It's right now. So they did a survey of 22,000 people from 24 countries, because they've got the expo coming up between October and March. Mm. Which is going to be amazing. I've seen some of the stuff. It's, you know, it's cutting edge. It's beyond the cutting edge. And they surveyed everybody after, you know, through this pandemic, how everybody in the world is feeling. And surprisingly, South Africans were the most optimistic about the future. Many people around the world were optimistic, but South Africans were the most.
Really?
So this is good. Yes.
Okay. I wonder if they were just talking to people who had taken their happy pills that morning. Okay. Well, that sounds good. I mean, yeah, I'm fairly optimistic about most things, but I think we've all gotten to the stage where we're just like, gutful, I think is a good word for it.
I think big word that came out of this survey, that the feedback from people was collaboration. You know, with collaboration.
People are pulling together.
Yeah.
The help of the government, we will all pull together as people. And I think that's where the optimism is coming from. Not optimistic about the future of the country if we keep this current government. And that's just my thought. It does not actually say anything about the views of anybody else. Okay. I just think that it would be good. It would be time for the people to rule instead of what they've become, like an oligarchy in a way. Anyway, let's move on from that to some more good news. What's this? A South African Afghan vet.
Yeah, so Jaco van Gas, or Jasper.
Van Gas.
Van Gas.
Jaco van Gas.
Jaco van Gas. He always had this dream to be in the British Army, to serve for the British forces. So when he was 20, he left South Africa, achieved his dream. But on his second tour of Afghanistan, he unfortunately got hit and lost his arm.
Oh, so he's like in the same way as Jean Silver, the photographer who went over there, one of the Bang Bang Club, and he lost both his legs in Afghanistan as well.
Yes,
yeah, shame, man. It's a hectic place to be. Yeah. Oh, so he's a vet from like the being in a war, not a vet as in an animal husbander person.
No, okay. Not an animal.
Okay.
However, he has now, on top of serving for the British Army, he's now represented Britain at the Paralympics and has won gold and bronze.
Oh, okay. Fantastic.
So, really, really cool. And his sister it's on our website. His sister, wrote him the most fantastic message, you know.
Oh,
just,
awesome.
He's just that kind of guy that, you know, you just got to learn to adapt, make a new dream and go for it.
Yeah. Well done, him.
Yes.
Go, Jaco. We're here behind you.
Yeah.
100%. Okay. So now I know that you put this particular ad up on, I love Nando's ads. I think anybody who's ever, right from the day, you know, I thought, what is the tail gunners? Remember back in the good old days with that very proper English man saying, you know, about the lovely new men who, they say, oh, they're tail gunners, darling. So right from those days of really taking the piss out of everybody with their ads. Of course, the latest one I saw, which you put up on the Facebook page for SA people, is the fake news one. And about we spoke about the Tembisa 10?
Yeah.
Right in the very beginning when they came out. And now this is all about the Ekurhuleni 11. Oh, gosh, that's so funny.
It was so good. And they did another spoof ad that if you look at the end, there's Leo Prinsloo. Remember the guy who everybody called Rambo, who was involved in that heist when they tried to...
Oh, yes.
And he shot or he got rid of the people who were trying to shoot him. So he actually features in the Nando's ad. Pretty cool.
Oh, does it? I must go back and have another look. I didn't actually notice that.
Yeah.
I was just so busy laughing about the fake news and the
In the separate ad. So if you go on the site,
there's another ad.
There's two
ads.
There's two ads on the page. Yeah.
Reminds
me
of those ads, wonderful ones with Mel Smith and Griff Rhys-Jones. Remember from Not the 9 o'clock News, and they did this series of commercials, but it looked like you were going from one normal commercial into, this is obviously in England.
Yeah.
Apart from their, I can't believe he's doing that. Oh, yeah, no, he must drink Carling Black Label. Nah, he missed a spot. You know, those kind of things. But they did this whole string of commercials where they came in and they were doing the commercial and then the commercial finishes. Then there's the next commercial which starts with a woman in the kitchen. And the next thing you see them running in the background through the commercial. And it went like this for 5 different commercials in a row. It was really hysterical.
Oh,
it was
one of my favorite things.
Yeah. So there's that.
Yeah. Then there was the Rhino Conservation winners. Yeah. So congratulations to all of them. And then SAA announced that they're going to be back in the air on the 23rd of September. For now, it will only be Johannesburg, Cape Town and other parts of Africa. But yep.
Okay. Yep. Well, we'll see what happens and if they need to be put into business rescue again at some stage. I'd love to have gone back to being a hostie. I enjoyed it. I liked flying all over the place. It was nice. All right. Well, let's find something which is entertaining. Now, hopefully SAA will actually have something entertaining on board. What have you got entertaining which you found that would be interesting to our listeners?
Okay. So we already mentioned the Underground Railroad. Because you can watch our South African in it, Amazon Prime, and only watch one episode at a time. Take a break. It's really harrowing. Then on Netflix, you can watch Rising Phoenix. It's been on for at least a year, but it features Ntando Mahlangu, who just won the gold and broke the world record.
What have we got coming up? And I know that one of my favorite ladies that I used to work with, Ursula Chikane, who's now on Hot 102.7, which you can stream worldwide as well, has been involved with one of these sanitary towel drives, which has become a big thing here in South Africa to get a girl to go to school.
Yes.
And I know that the women's group, the world's first sanitary kit. And tell me a bit about that and what's coming up.
That'll be coming up on the website. It's some women from Africa who've got together and they have created this sanitary kit that they've handed out at schools. And it's apparently endorsed by the UN and hoping to be used worldwide. It comes with everything, including information, reusable things. It lasts about a year, I think. But it'll be on the website. So that's really amazing. Okay. And then I don't know if you saw Carte Blanche this week, but
And I haven't watched Carte Blanche in years, I'm afraid.
Okay. Well, if you're overseas, you can watch it. It's coming. It started yesterday. This latest one, where some wine that was destined for Napoleon. Just got sold for the highest figure ever.
Wow.
Huge amount.
But
huge amount.
That's the thing is nobody will ever drink it. That's sad. It's just a thing that you have because you're not going to drink it.
That particular one.
No, any one that you're going to spend that amount of money on, I don't think you're going to drink it.
Because it was like 22,000 or something. 22,000 pounds.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Pounds. I don't know. I have friends who do, they buy like 15,000 pound champagnes and that. And sometimes somebody else will, the way they make money is that suddenly somebody else wants that particular year for their party and then they do drink it.
Okay, I need to know your friends. Anyhow, one friend, just to let you might enjoy this, okay, just as an aside to sign off with, because we do talk a lot about health. And one of my favorite gardeners here in South Africa, who was actually only became a gardener because she wanted to grow the food that she needed to you know, cook with.
Yeah.
Jane from Jane's Delicious Gardens. Jane's Delicious Garden, Jane Delicious Kitchen, and she's now brought out her latest book, which has just become available, called Jane's Delicious Superfoods. And it's available online in good bookstores, and I'm sure that overseas as well, you could order it. I know that they do send stuff over as well. But if you have any health issues, then that is the book to get. And in fact, you can see an interview with her and myself on Mansfield Today, coming up this coming week from Sunday, because of course I do the gardening thing with Jeremy Mansfield every Sunday. So you can check out Mansfield Today as well. Wherever you are in the world, there's something new at 12 o'clock every day. Okay. So tell your people about that. Jenny, thank you so much. As I said, siyabonga kakhulu maskwiza and nizombona eviki zayo. Okay. Ek sal jou volgende week sien, né?
Yeah.
Did you understand any of that? Abiento, my absolute, my happy clam person. I'll see you. And to the rest of you, don't forget, of course, to get onto the website, which is www.sapeople.com, or of course, go and have a look and see what's coming up on the Facebook page and share your pictures, share your views, only if they're good, of course, because we only want good news. And, we'll talk to you again next week. Thank you very much and goodbye. Salagatle.
Thanks, Melanie. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.